5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Dr. Zoe Today. I have with me Izzy, America's top cougar, Patty Retro Age. Tonight's show is based on the very popular book, Sex Tips for Straight Women from a Gay Man. The author of 9 best-selling titles with millions of books sold. Tonight we're going to be discussing her book, 101 Nights of Great Sex. Laura Korn, welcome to Dr. Zoe Today.
I'm giving a hand job. If you're trying to, whether he's already, you know, fully erect or needs to get there, I always say there's nothing better than a little tickle on the taint. You know, that piece of skin between the balls and the butt. Very, very sensitive. Believe me, I know.
Do you feel like when you're with these younger guys, sexually, are you teaching them new tricks, or are some of these younger guys teaching you new tricks?
Answer number 2.
Okay, so some of these younger guys are teaching you new tricks.
Yes, because sexuality has opened up, so to speak, and there's, you know, younger men, many of them just really get off going down on the woman. That wasn't so in my day.
You know, we would be having sex, and this is the dialogue that I would have. Beige. I think I'll paint the ceiling beige.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever peed on anyone?
No, I never peed on anyone. No.
Did anyone ever pee on you?
Well, you know, sometimes, you know,
I'm dying. Come on, Gizzy, give it to me. Come on, the listeners, they want to know.
I mean, you know, they didn't exactly pee, they kind of shit on me. Well, you know, that was the turn on, too.
They shit on you? Oh, my gosh. Okay, this got more interesting than what I had anticipated.
So they really wanted to get me riled up, and they thought they were going to really challenge my cool.
Well, it's so TMZ, said, right? So, I mean, what do you expect? TMZ is all about that. So they,
well, they asked me, have you ever eaten out asshole? So they really
and
thought I'd
have
eat.
You ever eaten out asshole, Patty?
That's what they asked me. So I made believe that I was slightly offended. I said, gentlemen, I'm 78. I will only do one at a time.
One of the most racy things I've done on stage is probably teaching hand job.
Yeah.
It wouldn't seem racy, but when you get people on stage in front of an audience and you're literally showing them how to jerk off a penis, they get really uncomfortable.
Okay, so what do you use? Do you use a dildo, or do you have a problem?
We actually just use the air, and even that is intimidating. You just go through the motions
so
themselves.
It's like an air guitar, but with a penis.
Air penis. Yeah, exactly.
100,000 women were interviewed, and that researchers discovered that half of these women wanted sex twice as often and orgasm more frequently. They wanted to know what these women were doing to want sex more often and to actually orgasm more frequently. What is the answer, Dr. Zoe? What were these women doing? Over 50,000 women did the same thing. Not masturbate. What did they do?
They wanted to have sex more frequently.
And they wanted orgasming more frequently than the other 50,000. They discovered they shared an activity. This is fascinating.
Fantasizing
activity
about...
Is reading romance novels.
You're kidding me!
Nope, that's the answer.
Oh, I'm so not a typical woman. Oh, gosh. Are you serious? This is why I'm the confidential coach to men and not women. Women reading romance novels? Really? That gets you off? That's so boring to me.
I just want to put a shout out to all your listeners. Whatever reaction you are having and whatever age you are, it's my deepest hope that intent of what I'm trying to communicate strengthens you and gives you more appreciation for yourself.
Yes.
However you are, whatever size you are, whatever. You know, sometimes I will joke and say, listen, if I can think I'm beautiful, you shouldn't have any trouble with it either. If I think at 78 I can be sexual to a young man, you too. If that's something you want, honor yourself and be brave.
How important do you feel that the size of a man's penis is?
I'd say if it's above 4.5 and below 9, it doesn't matter. Like, that's a perfect range. And sometimes if it's too small, you have trouble reaching and stimulating certain areas, and then that's an actual problem. And on the other side, it could be a problem for the man because he might feel self-conscious. Then the other side is anything over 9 is you're just showing off. That's what it is.
You're just showing off. It's all your fault that you were born that way. It's like,
all your fault that you were born with a gigantic dick.
Sex with animals, very common. What do you think? Freaky or just plain old perverted?
Nah, you nasty as hell, and you pervert.
So let's pretend I just sent it to you, Dr. Zoe, and I'm actually a lucky guy, and I'm actually getting to bang you. Because that's what I would like to do.
Okay.
I would grow a penis to have a relationship with you right now.
I mean, if you grew a penis, I'd probably be with you, Laura. I mean, seriously.
I have a very little penis. I don't know if it would satisfy you.
Next question. Steven, I've been in a relationship with a woman for 6 months. During this relationship, I've come to the realization I'm not attracted to the opposite sex at all. I know I'm gay, but I do care about my girlfriend, and I don't want to hurt her or for her to think that it's her fault. How can I tell her?
Well, you will hurt her more by not being truthful.
Right.
I think that you have to tell her that sexually you're not turned on to her because you're not turned on to any woman. So she won't hold that against you, so to speak. And then say, if you were heterosexual, you would be with her in the blink of an eye. However,
yes,
you are attracted to men, and you hope that she will understand, and out of your love for her as a friend, it will help you have the courage to choose the sex partner that you really want.
Say full-on penetration again. I love the way you say that.
Full-on penetration.
Full-on penetration. Yes, full-on penetration.
You have to hit that P really hard.
You're the only person that I would let interview me on my own show, but I love you already. As soon as I talked to you, I was like, I'm going to hang out with that bitch. Okay, go ahead. Go. Okay, next question is from James. The woman who has been my best friend since middle school is getting married, and I'm in love with her. We only dated for like a minute in high school. I'm at a loss of what to do. The thought of her marrying this guy kills me. What should I do?
Oh, James. Call me. No, I'm just kidding.
I know you're very open about your age. How old are you currently?
78.
Hattie, you've been so well behaved, baby. So I want you to fake your best orgasm for me right now, right here, for me. Because let's face it, we've all faked orgasms. So
I don't even like to use the word fake orgasm. I really don't. I like, if you're not getting it in one place, express it in another. Who the hell cares? You know. And by the way, instead of telling yourself you're faking it, really do it. And guess what? It can turn you on. Start with the sound. Start with the moan. Start with the movement. Get it going. And instead of saying, I'm faking, say, I'm kind of enjoying. In fact, I'm getting turned on. So don't put yourself down. You know,
yes,
go to it.
The
sounds that you make, they're real. Make them real. They may be remembered real, you know, they may be remembered real, but
come on, Hattie, give me more, Hattie.
Oh, Yes, yes.
Perfect.
I want what she has.
Well,
and
anyway,
by the way,
yes.
That's not a fake orgasm. It's a replay of what I recall orgasms are, and it may not feel quite as good, but I like this.
All right.